protesting. A goat that is hungry, a goat that is perplexed, a goat that is in rut. His most popular bleat, however, was that of a goat that has nothing to say. This bleat was the perfect parody of unintelligence, empty-headedness, inanity, and harmlessness. If you want to know what it sounded like, just go up past the ancient tombs to where the lime pit is. It is in the wild ground near there that Ibrahim the Mad still watches the goats, even though he is no longer sane. You should beware of his great dog. It is a very fine animal that takes each goat back to its owner every evening, without Ibrahim the Mad having to do anything at all. But it is a somewhat ready-fanged dog that recognizes a stranger straight away by the smell. If you cannot find Ibrahim there, then listen for the sound of the kaval and follow it. He blows it so sadly that it makes you stand still and go into mourning. He does not bleat himself anymore, but listens to the goats as they wander from shrub to shrub, and you will soon recognize the bleat of a goat with nothing to say. Ibrahim used to do it quite suddenly, in the middle of a conversation, or at a solemn moment in a ceremony, and when he was a small boy, his father used to beat him for it. One day, he even interrupted the Imam, Abdul Hamid.